I always talk like I'm way down on Queenie's. I wear a sack baseball jacket everywhere I go. My job is to help destroy what's left of your imagination by feeding you endless doses of sugar-coated mindless garbage. So don't create, be sedate. Be a vegetable at home and squat on that dial. If we have our way, even you will believe this is the future of rock and roll.
With the sugar gone as well, you should grab a weapon and the pack of sedation, making sure nothing's left in the imagination.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air.
Features of the Muppet Show, shake the kids and their dicks as they lipstick on screen. There's something I don't like about a man who always smiles. No loose ends are offered, some schmuck who doesn't care.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the air.
Was our beloved corporate gods claimed they created rock video, allowing it to sink as low in 1 year as commercial TV has in 25. It's a new frontier, they say. It's wide open, anything can happen. But you got a lot of nerve to call yourself a pioneer when you're too goddamn conservative to take real chances. Tenured, graph paper-brained accounts instead of music fans. On all the shots at giant record companies now, the lowest common denominator rule. Forget honesty, forget creativity. The dumbest by the most is, that's the name of the game. But sales are slumping, and no one will say why. Could it be they put out one too many lousy records?
MTV, get off the air!
Oh, welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 76. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. And this is going to be one of our esteemed award-winning deep dive series. Because pretty much, well, gruntfreepress.com is the website. If you start forgetting all the usual shit after a while, plus I'm getting old, my fucking brain's rotting. Grantfreepress.com is the website. Go there for stuff. Mostly gay stuff. Lots of dudes sucking each other off and all that stuff. I was pretty much this entire episode, I believe. Just because it's pretty much all I fucking played this week. Which was Christmas week. I mean, I had an extra day off and shit. But it's pretty much all Friday the 13th. The game. The beta. I gave some codes out last week and shit, and I'd fucking whatever. I mean, I'd fucking played a little bit of, you know, other shit if I don't get to it, and if I don't have time to talk about it eventually. Did some Resident Evil 6. I'm getting towards the end of that, which is really good. It's a good game again. I've to sum that up, I don't understand why fucking people shit on that game. Pretty fucking good, and it's fun. Pretty epic, fucking cool little story system they got going on there. I'm playing four different campaigns. that all intertwine and shit, and it's pretty epic in scope for Resident Evil. You know, Resident Evil game is fucking pretty different. You know, it's fucking it's cool. That and I played some Wasteland 2, which is I only played a couple hours of it, but it's very Wasteland 2 is kind of like fucking Fallout, pretty much. Again, I might get to the shit later, so we'll hold off on that. But mainly what we're here for today is fucking Friday the 13th, the game beta. Yeah, just because it was fucking, that was like a time thing, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, it, an extra day off and shit, just fucking like, I'm like, all right, well, I could play, you know, keep playing Resident Evil or fucking like whatever, play something else, try to like, you know, complete it or fucking like whatever, fucking get play enough of something else that I can fucking review it. But I'm just like, ah, it's fucking the beta. It was supposed to end the 23rd, I think. December 23rd, and then fucking, I think I saw, like, you know, because it was all, the connection issues were all fucked up the first couple of days, they, like, extended that to, like, the 24th, you know, I fucking said, you know, I'm like, I wonder what's gonna, I played all through, like, whatever, the 24th, it was fucking up, and then, yeah, on fucking Christmas, I was like, fucking, like, I'll just check this out real quick, see if it still fucking works, and, yeah, it was still up, like, all fucking Christmas Day. It's pretty much, like, all I did and all fucking that day. So, that was pretty cool. So, again, I was just like, I kind of want to get as much time in as I can. So, I played quite a bit of it. I mean, I probably did, like, I don't know, 20 fucking 30 hours of fucking playing. So, I mean, just pretty much just going to give my thoughts. And again, if you don't give a shit, like, whatever, if you're like, whatever, I don't fucking care about Friday the 13th, just whatever, don't fucking listen. Don't listen to anything I fucking do, pretty much. That's my fucking philosophy. But just throwing that out there, it's going to be a lot of Friday the 13th talk, so. So, Friday the 13th, the game, the beta. And it certainly is a beta. Certainly was a beta, anyway. Yeah, that's not fucking, I'm not, like, knocking it or anything, like, fucking, like, oh, a fucking piece of shit, like, fucking, like, whatever, I mean, just fucking, a lot of it was, again, especially early on, the fucking, you know, there are different versions of it, almost, like, every day, they put, like, a different, little updated version of it out there, but, you know, it wasn't fucking pretty rough shape, and I should say, too, fucking right here, for the full disclosure, fucking disclaimer, which I've talked about before, but, and if you've been listening for a while, you know, I've, talked about this fucking Friday the 13th game for a year or something like that, just about, you know, I backed the Kickstarter when it was up, and, go back on fucking again, the site, fucking Grunt Free Press, fucking, website, and just fucking whatever, pretty much just putting it all into a fucking, like, archive, just like, oh yeah, it's like the fucking first time, like, whatever, the announcement trailer and, like, some of the shit that I fucking threw up on there, but, yeah, just fucking, I backed the fucking Kickstarter, fucking, I bought, like, PlayStation, PS4 version, fucking Xbox One version, the PC version, and fucking, like, whatever, and a collector's edition on top of that, and, like, other shit. So, yeah, I mean, I got some fucking money in, not invested, but, I mean, I fucking, like, whatever, as part of the fucking, Kickstarter thing, and, I think my name should be in the credits there, hopefully, as I fucking I paid for it, pretty much, you know, I fucking put enough fucking money into it, I fucking hope it's in the fucking credits, but, yeah, but, I mean, just keep that in mind, right, when I talk about the fucking game, and, you know, if you don't want to take my impressions and my fucking opinions fucking seriously, like, whatever, you know, I don't blame you for that. I mean, fucking, if somebody else was talking about it in the same situation, I wouldn't be like, yeah, whatever, dude, whatever, you fucking shill. So, there you go, fucking, that being said, I mean, most of what I have to fucking say about the game isn't fucking particularly fucking positive anyway, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking like, oh my god, it's the greatest thing ever. It's like, nah, again, I just played a bit of it, you know, played quite a bit of it, and just fucking, yeah, I'm not fucking, it wasn't like, oh my god, this is fucking like the greatest thing ever. It's just fucking like, I had fun with it, like, whatever, it was pretty good. again, this is just the fucking the beta, and it's not the fucking full game, so who knows. But yeah, the main fucking issue, and it's a big one, you know what I mean, is it's just that it was fucking taking forever to get into a fucking game, into a game that works anyway. It's like finding a match and not getting fucking kicked out and shit, and yeah, I'm talking like fucking, I don't know, it was sometimes like fucking like 20 minutes maybe to fucking just connect to a fucking lobby, on average anyway, for like, again, for like the first like two, three days or so anyway. It was a fucking disaster. You know, sometimes it would take like a couple minutes and fucking like, whatever, just sitting there watching the fucking, you know, wheel spin and just be like fucking, spinning a wheel in the fucking corner that says like, you know, searching for dedicated servers, and it would say, search cooldown, and just keep repeating that over and over and fucking for a long ass time. Then sometimes you end up connecting, you know, connecting to a game, and, shit would seem pretty good. Then you get a fucking error message. It's fucking, you know, it seems like, it's connected. And it'll say, like, connecting, and you're fucking, like, waiting, loading, or, like, whatever. And then you get a fucking error message, like, server's full. It's like, okay, so back out, fucking back to searching, fucking waiting, and then fucking, like, same shit. Like, server's full. Like, it fucking happened, like, several fucking times in a row. And I tried the old, I'm getting to be a fucking old vet and at these fucking like betas or fucking whatever, some like fully fucking released games that are fucked up, and you know, you try the old quit the game fucking completely, like fucking whatever, alt tab fucking Windows X fucking task manager, quit, fucking force shut down the fucking game, and completely restart the fucking thing, and so sometimes I do that, and like, okay, well, when I was fucking, like, whatever, it would be, like, the first or whatever, you sit there, wait for a little bit, but then you'd fucking get connected, and it's like, it's fucking whatever, beta fucking garbage. But, yeah, sometimes that works, sometimes it didn't, I don't know, just seems completely fucking, it just seemed fucking completely fucking random as to, like, is it gonna fucking connect me the first game in, like, fucking, like, 10 seconds, or am I gonna be sitting there for, like, 10 minutes, like, I'll go fucking take a fucking walk and come back and see if it's fucking like ready or like whatever. Yeah, it's not like fucking like, there weren't any fucking people trying to play. I mean, fucking if you do get in a fucking lobby, like it's almost like immediately it just fucking like fills up, you know? Or, again, all those fucking games that we got connecting full, like there's like, nah, there's plenty of people fucking, they're pretty much giving away those fucking beta codes like candy, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that wasn't a fucking population issue. It was just a fucking connection issue that was all fucked up. And then, again, when you fucking, you know, you think you're fucking good and you're in a lobby, like, whatever, you're fucking about to start a game, and at one point, I'd say, like, probably a quarter of the time or so, like, fucking, like, all right, it's fucking, you know, after you do the lobby and fucking, all right, starting the game, and you know, the game, the map, like, fucking when it load, or, you know, the game when it fucking load, fucking, like, whatever, just be like, you're sitting there, you're stuck there fucking staring at, like, you know, just a fucking, like, stock fucking footage, like, loading screen, or, like, whatever, or just, like, you know, the camera sitting there just, showing you, like, the woods, or, like, whatever, or fucking just, like, or, like, a fucking outhouse or some shit, and just fucking, like, it's just, like, sitting there, no, like, UI or anything, just, like, no message, like, failed to load, or, you know, you can't do anything, you just, in that case, you, like, actually had to, like, force quit the fucking game, like, again, just completely just shut it down, and, let it sit there for like fucking 10 minutes or whatever, just like on a fucking like screen of like nothing going on. And like, so, sometimes it fucking kick me out and shit and just like, you know what I mean? But just like, sometimes I'm like, this is just fucking game. It's fucking like, again, a beta, I guess, but it's fucking like, it's broken, or fucking it gives you like some like, gobbledygook fucking random letters and numbers, like garbage, error message. And I don't know, whatever. Then if the game did fucking start, you know, if you did get into a game again, this is more of a problem early on the first, like, couple of days. This shit got better later, but, you know, the game would fucking start, and you wouldn't be fucking quite out of the woods yet, because, you know, I had quite a few times where it, the game would start, and then within, like, fucking, like, 5 seconds, it's like, oh, I can't fucking interact with anything, like, there's, you know, anything in here, I can, like, run around and shit, but can't open doors, can't open fucking, draws, all the other players are just fucking, you know, jogging in place, or they're fucking, like, running into fucking walls and shit. So, you know, it just seems like everyone's fucking, like, lagging out, or, like, whatever. Or I'd say, like, you know, maybe it's me fucking lagging out. That's how, you know, I've been there in other fucking games. You see that shit where it's fucking, it's like, oh, everyone seems fucked up. And then, like, whatever, oh, everyone get kicked out. And then you fucking go back in. You're, like, in a party. Like, no, dude, you know what I mean? You're the one who fucking, like, lagged out, even though it shows, like, everybody else fuck up. But I mean, now I'm fucking playing this, and it's fucking, you know, you keep in mind, I'm fucking streaming. You know, I'm streaming the fucking game and shit. And, you know, it's like, oh, the stream's fucking running fine, fucking, you know, that's fucking outputting at fucking 60 frames a fucking second, and I'm watching it, you know what I mean, on another fucking computer, and it's still, like, everything's, my connection's fine there, like, it's not fucking skipping a beat, and I'm not dropping a fucking single frame, you know what I mean, so it's not my connection, and, plus, going on, like, hearing other people talk about it, it's like, yeah, a lot of other people are reporting the same thing. So, I mean, as much as I'd love to, like, flip my shit again about fucking Comcast and be like, ah, fucking goddamn internet and piece of shit, I'm pretty sure it's fucking, that's the game's fucking servers having issues, you know what I mean? Just fucking dropping everybody out and shit. And, and another issue with the servers, it's, you know, 8-person game. When you're playing, you know, 8-person fucking total online game, right? And it seems like almost every fucking single game I was playing, again, is fucking more, towards the beginning, again, fucking shit got much smoother as it went on. I mean, there were still fucking problems and shit, obviously, but fucking, it was really, really rough going in the early days. Let me tell you, as a Friday the 13th, the game, the beta veteran, it was rough. You know, you kids don't know how good you had it in fucking the fucking day five, but it seemed like, yeah, every fucking, you know, every game I'd play, there's always, like, you know, one or maybe two people that fucking, you know, took forever to fucking load in, again, just, like, before the game starts, you see, like, a list of people, and fucking just, like, they'll have a circle next to their name when they're connected, and then they connect it and say fucking, like, whatever, their ping, their connection, like, next to them, and, yeah, there'll always be, like, one or two fucking people that would just take forever to fucking load the map in or whatever, and, yeah, I mean, because, you know, that screen, it shows when the fucking map's loaded and shit, it's like you're always waiting for, like, one person, you know, and just shows that circle spinning as they're trying to get in. As I'm sure on their end, they're seeing that fucking message, like, trying to connect or, like, whatever, connecting. It's fucking, like, you're just, like, seeing, like, just that with the one person trying to get in the fucking room. And what that seems like to me, and fucking, you know, don't get me fucking wrong here. I'm not a fucking, network fucking engineer or anything like that. I'm fucking don't know the fucking first thing about, you know, fucking whatever, connecting people to play fucking, like, whatever that shit, or, yeah, I'm just going fucking just my personal experience of trying to fucking host fucking multiplayer games and shit on a fucking shitty internet connection. You know what I mean? I'm saying, like, you know, my garbage fucking Comcast from, like, 10 years ago, and playing fucking, like, whatever, Xbox and shit, and trying to, I remember trying to play, like, you know, Halo 2 or whatever the fuck I used to play, Ghost Recon, fucking Advanced Warfighter, like, whatever, on, 360, and, you know, on my fucking shitty connection back in the day, and, you know, if you could just set your machine to be a fucking host, and, if you could set, like, a maximum number of players in the game, like, you know, say it was, like, fucking, like, whatever, you're playing Ghost Recon or whatever, and it was, set fucking eight people fucking in the room or whatever that you're hosting. And so you fucking, you know, I'd set it up, you wait for fucking eight people to join in, which is, again, like, fuck, I'm talking like private, you know, not dedicated servers, like private type games where people could search for it or whatever, like custom games type of deal. So yeah, I do that, but, you know, wait for fucking the eight people to join to start, and like fucking could sit there forever, and it would just fucking, the room would never fill up. Like it would max out at like fucking like six or something, because it's fucking like, you know, that's all my connection could fucking handle, you know what I mean? And then I'd start the game with like the six people or whatever, and just like immediately when you started, you'd see fucking people just dropping out because they got disconnected from the, you know, from the host, which, you know, would be my end, you know, me on the, I'm the fucking host, and you just see fucking like, all right, start the game, and just fucking immediately like four fucking people drop out or whatever, two people drop out, and then like 10 seconds later, somebody else fucking drops out. And it's, you know, that's what it seems like with Friday the 13th, again, with my fucking limited knowledge of fucking just like my anecdotal fucking shit. I mean, I'm not fucking like go out and fucking research fucking networking or anything like that. It's just fucking, it just seems like that's what's fucking going on here. Like there's just not enough fucking bandwidth or whatever on the servers to fucking handle like the eight people, because just that last guy or fucking, you know, two people are just like, they're like struggling to get in, you know, and it seems like they're fucking taking forever, and just fucking, then the game's fucking starting, and like, as soon as it starts, fucking, you know, the people are just dropping, and, in the case it was, you know, if somebody playing fucking Jason and they drop out, I mean, that just ends the game right there. So anyway, those are the fucking networking problems anyway I've run into, and you know, those are big fucking problems. You know, so obviously fucking it's an online game. If you can't get into the fucking game to begin with, or, you know, people are dropping out, I mean, that just ends the conversation right there about anything else about the fucking game. You know, if I can't talk about fucking like bugs or fucking like you know, this is a bug, you know, I found this bug, well, it just could, or like, you know, balancing towards the game, or it's just, it can't play the fucking game, but it can't connect, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, just fucking, that's just like the basis right there, is fucking like, it's, we're gonna make an online game, you gotta, connections get, you know what I mean? You gotta, people gotta be able to fucking connect and play the fucking game, and, you know, I'd say if I tried to play the game for like, in the early fucking early days, first like couple days the thing was open, if I was fucking trying to play for like fucking 6 hours or so, on like Steam, they track your time played or whatever, and I'm pretty sure like at one point I'm like, so I've been playing this game for like 6 hours according to fucking Steam, but it's like, I, you know, at that point, I maybe get to play the actual fucking game for like an hour and a half, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, dude, that kind of blows, you know? And yeah, you know, I went into the fucking thing just thinking like, yeah, it's a fucking beta, it's gonna be fucked up and shit. Now, I was preparing myself for like, you know, I'm sure, like, it's gonna be pretty fucked up, there's gonna be bugs, all that shit, but, you know, but the networking, you know, again, fucking just trying to get into the game and playing the game, and you're getting disconnected, like, you know, that's the networking part of it. I mean, that's fucking like square one, like that should have been like priority fucking number one, like fucking like from the get go, like should have been like, you know, fuck like trying to deal with this shit in a fucking beta. I mean, That should have been like fucking like pre-alpha or like whatever the fuck. Like they should have been like fucking released and just fucking like, hey, everybody fucking grab like this like blocky like garbage, you know what I mean? Just fucking everybody fucking run this at once and let's see if the fucking, you know what I mean, our fucking servers can handle the shit. Cause, it's just, again, this game's like entirely dependent on fucking people being connected And of course, you know, again, I'm like fucking all hands on fucking deck, like buckle down, you know, try to help them fucking make the best game they can, you know. Like, again, I'm a little biased, you know, I fucking like, you know, big fucking Friday the 13th fan, I fucking back the fucking game, like whatever. You know, give them the, I want to give them the fucking time and the fucking, you know, the feedback, you know, again, from from my biased fucking Kickstarter fucking Jason fanboy fucking standpoint anyway, and just, you know, after trying to just get into a fucking game for like a fucking hour, you know, just to start the fucking game, like, dude, I'm wasting a fucking hour doing this shit. And again, I only have so much time to play games, you know, during a fucking day or like whatever. I'm just like, dude, I'm not. It's like I'm just sitting here in a fucking lobby, you know what I mean? It's like I'm not fucking playing or fucking testing anything or what. I'm not. What the fuck am I doing? I'm just fucking staring at the spinning wheel for like a, you know, half an hour. It's like this is like fucking trying to play fucking Street Fighter V all over again. You know what I mean? Just fucking like this. The connection's just fucking not working. Like, what's the point? This sucks. And then to fucking, you know, again, more talking like early days, fucking is pretty bad. You know, then fucking I'm like, all right, so I gotta, you know, I'm trying to figure out like why is this so fucked up. I'm like, you know, I try going into their official like Friday the 13th forums, like fucking, you know, they give you like you know, they have like beta discussion, like whatever, and fucking bug report and all that. So I try to go in there to fucking like, you know, give feedback and just be like, ah, oh, whatever, it's fucking taking me forever, and just fucking you know, see if there's you know, anybody found like a workaround to fucking do that. Like, who knows, with fucking thousands of people fucking playing it and it's the fucking internet, it could be like fucking like, oh, you gotta fucking like whatever, you know, run fucking this in the background and like whatever, like who knows, to fucking play. And so, you know, I tried going on their fucking official forums and fucking, again, just see what people are saying about the fucking servers. And, you know, guess what? The fucking, you know, the forum, like, their forums are all fucked up, too. Like, they're down and, but you're getting a bunch of, like, error messages and shit and fucking, you know, they're overloaded. I was just like, dude, come on. It's fucking, even your fucking forums, dude. Like, you can't handle fucking, like, you know, like, you. It's a great fucking confidence builder right there, you know, just, and you see the fucking, you know, the apologist fucking defenders, like, oh, you know, come on, guys, you know, a lot of fucking traffic now, more, you know, after, you know, the beta started, just fucking, you know, a ton of people coming into here trying to do this and that, and just like, dude, fuck off, you fucking faggots, like. No, there's no fucking excuse for them fucking, you know, not being ready. It's like, you know, they know how many fucking beta keys they fucking gave out, and if they weren't ready, again, they know they're making a fucking online game, and people are gonna be like trying to play the game, like most importantly, and go into their fucking forum or whatever, their website. It's like, dude, you know, it's gonna get some traffic, and. You know, if they're not fucking ready for that, I mean, that's fucking completely on them. Like, I don't know. You can fucking just be like, oh, whatever, man. There's fucking a lot of traffic. Yeah, no shit. Well, they should be fucking know what's going on. So anyway, that's my fucking main gripe. Obviously, it's a big one just because this whole entire game hinges on being able to fucking play the game online. But, I thought it's not. I'm not all fucking bad. I'm not all fucking just gonna shit on it because I just want to get the fucking the negative again. This fucking first few days were fucking like rough. And wanted to get that off my chest anyway. But the game itself. I mean, when you actually fucking get in, and the connection bullshit get better as the beta went on. Thankfully. Except the fucking one day, there was like Christmas Eve or something like that. Fucking Steam was down for like fucking a few hours. It's completely like steaming, like completely was fucking down. But I don't know what the fuck that was. Fucking DDoS, fucking Lizard Squad, faggot attack, like whatever. But hey, so you get into a lobby, you fucking pick a counselor to fucking to play, you know, and pick what version of fucking Jason you want to play as, you know, from the lobby as you're waiting. It's fucking, you know, you see like a countdown, you get a fucking picture of the map and shit, and just yeah, so you're just flipping through like, you know, what counselor do I want to play, what fucking Jason do you want to play. And just some of the options and shit that they'll lock to you, like a till you reach a certain level. And starting off, I mean, I think it started you off. You have fucking, you know, two Jasons to pick from. It's the part four. I actually think it's supposed to be like part three. Or the part seven Jason, and just fucking the third one was locked, which was the one from fucking part two, that fucking Jason with the fucking potato sack over his head, that one. That was fucking like, that's like all unlocks, like level like 18 or something fucking crazy like that. Like fucking, again, I played, fucking 20, 30 hours, something like that. And I never get fucking, I was like level like 10 or something when I fucking stopped. It's like, dude, I don't know why they did that. They figured fucking they'd want you to fucking play around with the shit, but whatever. The part four, Jason's got like a fucking axe and shit, and he can sprint, which is good. I mean, he runs a little bit slower than all the counselors, I guess. Fucking, you know what I mean? The counselors are fucking sprinting, like you can't just like immediately like catch up to him, but he can go like he can sprint fucking forever. I mean, but all the counselors are and they'll get fucking tired pretty quickly. I mean, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like as they run, their stamina fucking drains down, but you're not yours won't. So it's just fucking, so if you just stay on them and they're fucking trying to just run like straight, like whatever, I mean, they'll fucking tire out, but you can fucking get in there and fucking kill them. So, I mean, the simplest way to play him is just pretty much to single somebody out and just, again, just, you know, stay on their ass, fucking shadow them as they're fucking trying to run and wear them down pretty much. You know, eventually they get fucking tired. You can catch up to them, fucking hit them with the fucking whatever, the axe, and or grab them or whatever. And as the game goes on, you have these powers like unlock, or well, I guess they fucking, you know, they're all on like cooldowns and shit. But you know, the first one you can fucking use pretty much like immediately. I think you can fucking like teleport. You hit like B or whatever, it brings up like a map of, you know, the map, like an overhead fucking type map, and shows a couple like things, like fucking where the fucking cars are, where the fucking cabins are, and that type of shit. And you just, you know, you just put the cursor where you want to go, and fucking just pretty much like just teleport right there. You know, and obviously you want to try to end up where, you know, there's a fucking like counselor or like whatever, like near a car or fucking the phone or like whatever, and you can or fucking like whatever. So a lot of, you know, if you know like the certain like spots where they're gonna fucking spawn, you can just fucking spawn there. If there's a bunch from them, you can just fucking try to get where they are and fucking break them up and like harass them and shit. And then you get a vision ability that highlights people. You know, just fucking, you know, the rest of the world turns, you know, the fucking screen turns like darker, but fucking the counselors will be like fucking like bright red. Or if they're inside of a cabin, the entire fucking cabin lights up. And the counselors, they can use like stealth, which is like, it's one of their stats. So if they're like crouching, I mean, I think there's like a chance that you won't see them. Like they won't show up, like they won't fucking be highlighted. I think that depends on their stealth stat. And I ended up fucking as a counselor, there's some perk you could fucking unlock and equip that like increases that, or I don't know, I think that's how it works, something like that. Either that, or you just fucking like whatever, you're quieter, like I don't fucking know exactly how it works, but I know there's fucking like certain situations where you'll try like using your vision, like, oh, like you can't see like some people because they fucking like crouch down and they have like stealth, like the high stealth stat or like whatever. The last ability you unlock, well, maybe not the last one, but you unlock like a fast travel type fucking power thing. It's called like, they call it like shift or like whatever. It just fucking, you're pretty much moving like really fucking fast, you know, like faster, like much faster than they can fucking like run or like whatever. And you can, control it. I heard somebody say like fucking, it's almost like fucking like the deadites or whatever from fucking like Evil Dead, like the first person camera, like swooshing around the fucking woods and shit, like just fucking like warp speed type deal. You can just you can control where you're going, and if if you're next to somebody, again, you're going a lot faster than them trying to run away from you or like whatever. So it's fucking like, oh, you just use that, like get up on them and fucking hit a button, you fucking snap out of it. Hopefully you're right next to somebody so you can fucking grab them. And it can be tricky to control because it is fucking so fast and it fucking distorts your fucking vision and shit as you're traveling. But that's the way. I mean, fucking once that's fucking like that's off a fucking cooldown, it's fucking pretty much like, all right, you gotta think about like setting it up so you have fucking straight line of sight on somebody and they're not gonna be able to fucking like whatever, like jump into a fucking cabin or something real quick. If they're just running the woods, it's fucking just like, all right, hit that and fucking like hopefully get up on them and fucking murder them. And then the last thing you unlock, I guess, is rage mode, which that's not as cool as it sounds. I mean, you get a it's just on a fucking, it might build up if you take damage or something, or and as the match goes on, like normally, but you only get, I was only getting it like once, maybe twice a game, so I think it's supposed to be like a fucking, like, ultimate from fucking, like, Overwatch or, like, whatever, but it doesn't really seem to do that much. I think you might get like a very, very slight fucking increase in your speed and like a buff to your fucking like grip strength. Like if you grab somebody, like it's harder for them to fucking break out of it or whatever. But I mean, as far as I could fucking tell, like the only real fucking different thing you can fucking do is I think it might be like fucking like, oh, you're, if you're swinging a weapon, like it does more damage and like that type of shit. But again, nothing really like crazy, but you would think if that's like your fucking ultimate ability, you know. I mean, the only thing is you can fucking, there's certain walls you can fucking just like burst through, like the fucking Kool-Aid man. And it's fucking just like, you know, people will be setting up traps near like doors and like locking the doors. You can just fucking, if you're in like that rage mode, you can just burst through them, burst through the doors, burst through the fucking walls and shit. And yeah, it looks fucking awesome, and you know, it looks fucking great, and it's fucking like goofy and shit, just seeing him fucking just burst through the fucking shit. But not really that fucking useful. I mean, it does fucking help, but it's fucking like, it should be something, I don't know, should be more fucking powerful if that's like fucking, you're supposed to be your, again, like your fucking ultimate, like whatever. And yeah, I mean, that's about it for your Jason powers. I mean, again, you just get your normal grabs and your fucking attack with a weapon and shit. That's relatively fucking simple to play, fucking straightforward and fun and shit. You know, just fucking kill people, fucking stop them from escaping. And yeah, it's when this game starts, it's fucking randomly picked, like who gets to play him. So, you know, you have pretty much like a 1 in 8 chance pretty much when the fucking game starts. And there you go. More on that. I'm just going to take a break. Now's as good a time as any, I guess. More Friday the 13th. Breaking important thoughts and impressions. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press special, Friday the 13th, the beta discussion special. It's probably one of the fucking most, like, calm and low-key, non-ranty fucking podcast episodes I've ever done in my life. It's just so fucking, like, focused, I guess, and just fucking, like, I can't get that mad about it. It's a fucking beta. That's how they get you, I guess. That's how they get you. I will say this, fucking that one day fucking Steam was down. I tried playing Battlefield 1 again, which I hadn't played in a couple weeks. And, yeah, I fucking go into that, play that, and fucking, all right, just go right into fucking my normal fucking hardcore fucking conquest, and fucking, like, game puts me in a fucking room, like, by myself, like, fucking, like, I'm just supposed to sit there and wait for people to come. I'm sitting there waiting for, like, 5 minutes, like, dude, fuck this, fucking back out. Like, maybe, like, one person comes, fucking back out. Search again, does the same thing, then I'm like, fuck, so I'm like, why is this not, like, you know what I mean, like, what the hell is going on, like, fuck, is this, like, the game, like, fucking dead already, or, like, what, and I'm like, fucking, like, alright, open up fucking server browser, look by fucking, like, server, and just, like, alright, well, there's either nobody in these fucking games, or there's fucking, like, completely full fucking game, so, I jump into one with a fucking queue of, like, you know, it was like, oh, the game's full, but there's fucking, you know, one other person waiting to get in, so as soon as somebody leaves, like, you'll be next to go in. Fucking do that, fucking, and waiting for, like, fucking, like, 10 minutes. I'm like, dude, again, this is fucking, like, really fucking retarded. So I, you know, back out, fucking search again, just, like, whatever. I'm like, dude, what the hell is this? That fucking pissed me off. Like, dude, I don't know. That was miserable. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. I go on with Battlefield, but it wasn't a good experience. That kind of pissed me off. But anyway, back to Jason, the other Jason, playing. That was before, I believe, I was talking about fucking mainly the fucking the part three. I kept getting it fucking mixed up. It's the part three or part four, Jason, but they're not that different anyway, I guess. I believe it was fucking part three, fucking just the plain blue fucking jumpsuit and, yeah, whatever. But, yeah, this is the other Jason I get to play, the part seven one, the fucking one with the, you know, chain around his neck and all that shit, and fucking he's all fucking spines exposed in his back, that one, he fucking sucks. Like, he's pretty fucking terrible, to play. He's, you know, he's got a fucking machete that's his weapon, and his big deal is he has fucking better grip strength than the other one, so it's fucking like, but I mean, other than that, he's the fucking same, you know what I mean, except that he can't fucking sprint. Like, that's the main thing. He's like, oh, you get fucking better grip strength, but you can't fucking sprint, so good luck fucking catching anybody. And yeah, that fucking sucks. I mean, it's just you know, huge disadvantage, because you're almost completely fucking relying on, like, your powers. Like, you know, you have to fucking, like, you know, it's like, oh, I can fucking sit here and, like, walk, like, you know, walk, power walk, I guess, like, fucking to try to keep on fucking people, but they can kind of do the same thing, you know what I mean? They can fucking, like, whatever, just, like, jog away, and just fucking, like, ah, at that speed, I mean, I'm slightly faster, but they fucking start, like, sprinting, you know what I mean? And, like, some of the counselors have, like, you know, higher fucking speed and stamina than fucking others, so it's, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, they'll fucking, whatever, be fucking way past you before you can fucking do anything. So you get almost completely fucking rely on your shift ability and all that shit. And, you know, if you do that, and you fucking, you know, it's like, all right, I got him, you know, he's my fucking abilities up. I was fucking patient, and I fucking, like, shift right to him. And if you do that, and you fucking hop out of your shift or whatever, and you fuck it up, or, like, you know, they juke out of the way or like stop you or whatever, just fucking, yeah, you look like a fucking idiot, because, I mean, they just fucking, it's like, oh, well, that was that, and fucking, they just fucking run away, and fucking, you know, and again, it's back to power walking and waiting for my fucking meter to fill up, and, nothing you can really fucking do about it for, like, you know, 20 or 30 seconds until your fucking shit fucking fills up. So, you know, you just, again, like I said, playing the other one there, the part three one. It's like, yeah, it's like fucking, you're stuck fucking harassing somebody, but I mean, but by that, I mean, they're fucking, you know, they're hopping into fucking, like, cabins and shit, and you're, like, fucking, like, smashing all the windows, and like whatever, like doing that, like staying on one person is fucking the way to go. But fucking like you gotta do the same thing with fucking part seven, but it's fucking literally just like, yeah, they're kind of just like trolling you, and it's fucking like, oh, they know you're waiting for like your shit to fucking recharge, and like, yeah, it's just, you know, you're just fucking chasing down that one person for so fucking long, and they're, again, they're doing, if they do that same shit, we're like, oh, you know, they're jumping in and out of the fucking windows, and they're setting up traps and shit, and just fucking, it just takes so long to get anybody, to get, you know, just to get somebody that first, even like, you know, the first person you're on usually, and, you know, if they know what the fuck they're doing, and, you know, meanwhile, as you're doing that, like, all the other fucking counselors are all fucking, like, fixing cars, and, you know what I mean, like, finding the phone, and having fucking free reign of the fucking place, and, yeah, I tried doing the part seven Jason a few fucking times, and, you know, like, just thinking like, you know, hey, you know, it's kind of like playing the game in like hard mode or whatever. It's fucking just like, yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. Just, you know, it just fucking takes longer and shit. And just, but it's just fucking ridiculous. Like, you know, he's worse than fucking, you know, the part three Jason in like every fucking like possible way for pretty much. I mean, it's like some shit like, oh, he can swim fast. It's like, oh, great. I mean, almost like nobody goes in the fucking water, you know what I mean? Fucking just, cause it makes a lot of noise, it fucking drains your stamina and shit, and it's fucking like, whatever, it's not really worth it. You can't fucking defend yourself at all, so like, fucking nobody really fucking tries going in there, so it's like, me being fucking quick in the water, like, means like, pretty much nothing, you know what I mean? It's pretty useless, and yeah, I mean, they really need to do something to make him worthwhile. Just, you know, like his powers need to fucking recharge, like, super fucking fast, like, double what the fuck they are, at least, you know what I mean? Or just, or he needs fucking, like, different fucking powers and shit, just because, you know, otherwise it's just fucking frustrating and really pointless to play him again. You're waiting that 1 in 8 chance to fucking play as Jason. It's fucking like, oh, cool, and then fucking pick the part 7 one, and it's like, okay, well, now I'm fucking just, like, frustrated, because it's so fucking difficult trying to fucking get people, and just, but yeah, hey, you know, again, it's a beta, you know, it's a living, just, you know, hopefully when they fucking see that, they're looking at their stats or whatever, and they see that fucking, you know, nobody's fucking playing as them, they kind of get the message. I mean, a lot of the feedback I see is the same shit too, on like the forum, just fucking like, yeah, he pretty much sucks. Like, if you're fucking doing that, it's fucking, you're wasting your fucking, that your chance to play as fucking Jason, and yeah, it sucks. He looks cool though. I mean, fucking just visually, he's fucking, you know, way cooler looking than the part 3 one. He's fucking real cool, but, yeah, so that's that. I mean, most of the fucking time you're gonna be playing as a counselor, and I think there's like half a dozen or so you could pick from. And again, so some of them are more locked out till you hit a certain level, and you know, they all have their different stats and shit, and they all know, ranges from like 1 to 10 of, you know, what fucking level their stats are. And it's like, you know, speed and stamina. I mean, fucking, you know, how fast you can run, and, you know, how big your fucking stamina bar is, and how quickly it regenerates, I think, too. Maybe it just might be more of it. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't fucking like, I wasn't like studying this shit, like a fucking, you know, I was like, I just put in as much fucking playtime as I can, like playing the actual game. It wasn't like, well, you know, fucking the meta game is, well, I was like, no, I'm just fucking like playing and fucking figuring it out. But, so yeah, I mean, that was a fucking, the stamina bar and shit, like, and that shit, it's actually a fucking huge issue in the first couple of days, just cause, you have like, 3 walking speeds, pretty much. If you press the stick like real lightly, like one way, you know, like forward or whatever, you'll move really fucking slow, and it doesn't fucking that doesn't like drain any stamina at all, and it's just, but it's really fucking slow, like you're like just barely fucking moving at that point. Then if you fucking like walk like normally, like, you know, just press forward all the way, you just do like a, you know, little jog and shit, still really not that fast. I mean, fucking just like normal speed type of deal. But again, in those fucking rough early days of the fucking beta, you know, even that, just fucking like walking normally or whatever, it's whatever, the slow fucking jog, a yog, you know, that would fucking, even doing that would fucking drain your stamina like fucking really quick. I mean, it was, that was like super fucking annoying. Just, it's like, oh, I can't do anything like fucking without fucking my stamina getting fucking completely fucking drained and fucking like, it was ridiculous. It's just like how quick that shit fucking, went down. Just again, it's like fucking, I either gotta sit here and fucking just like, baby the fucking stick and like just like barely fucking move, or I walk like a fucking normal speed and fucking like constantly fucking stop and fucking let my shit fucking regenerate or like whatever. That was a pain in the ass, but they toned it down again later on, thankfully, because I mean you just couldn't fucking move anywhere without getting fucking tired. Just kind of like me trying to fucking walk around in fucking real life. And then if you press the stick in, like click it in, you'll sprint, obviously, and that's fucking, you know, whatever, as fast as you can go, and that fucking obviously fucking drains that meter fucking really fast, as you would guess. I mean, that's fine, I guess. Then you have a stealth stat, and as I understand it, again, from my fucking, just read the fucking description real quick and just fuck around with it. Pretty sure, you know, if you're crouched down and shit and you're fucking, doing the fucking duck walk type deal, you have a chance to, avoid Jason when he uses his, sense skill. That's fuck, you know, when he does that, and then that highlights everybody red and shit. And I think it gives you like extra time and shit. Like, you know, if you're hiding in like under a bed or in a fucking like dress, whatever, cupboard or whatever the fuck you call it, dresser, I guess. Like if you're like hiding, you can like press B to hold your fucking breath or whatever, and you do that, and like you'll you won't make any fucking noise and shit. And like I think that that makes it, that's on like a bar, like when you're doing it, like the bar will fucking drain and shit. But I think that's your fucking stealth stat, like fucking just like how big that bar is. Not positive, and again, I didn't really try hiding, just, man, I'm not a fucking faggot, come on. So I mean, those are the two main fucking ways of avoiding fucking Jason. I mean, you're either fucking running from him or you're fucking hiding, pretty much. And for the most part, I mean, it works, it's fucking fun and shit, and but of course, again, some people do play like fucking faggots, and they'll pick the character with fucking, you know, the maxed out fucking stealth, and just fucking stay crouched in the bushes like the entire fucking game, like in the middle of nowhere, just fucking, just like nothing around, just fucking, oh, it's just dark here, I'm just gonna crouch here and just wait, try to wait fucking 20 minutes. You know, once the matches are 20 minutes, and if fucking, you know, if you just can wait that out, you know, that's it, and you'll escape too, I guess. But again, people just fucking, just, you know, do that, and fucking, oh, I'm just gonna sit here and crouch, and fucking, oh, Jason comes, I'm gonna fucking juke him and fucking walk 10 feet and fucking crouch down again and hope he doesn't see me. It's just, yeah, it's fucking super boring. So people will do that, or they fucking pick the, they'd pick the black chick who has fucking the maxed out fucking speed and like stamina and shit, and they'll just, oh, fucking, you know, Jason's on them, they'll just fucking like, oh, I'm just gonna run around, you know, run around in fucking circles and, you know what I mean, run around fucking fences and like cars and shit like forever. And just, you know, again, like fucking the counselor of fucking sprint speed is fucking, you know what I mean, it's faster than fucking Jason, but they're relying on that fucking stamina bar. So it's fucking like, oh, I picked the fastest fucking chick, and I'm just gonna fucking just keep running around in fucking circles. I'm faster, you know what I mean? I'll fucking just like, oh, wait a second, wait for him to come, and all right, now I'll run again, wait for my shit to, you know. I think there's like a perk too to fucking make it so your shit like regenerates faster, and so I don't know if like that's what that is. It's fucking, oh, you just fucking like outrun him, let's do this the entire fucking game. It's like, yeah, it's fucking gay. And it's just, and I know, I mean, those are fucking, like, legitimate fucking strategies to fucking use, and, you know, if you're playing to fucking win at fucking all costs, like a fucking homo, I guess, I mean, that's fucking, that's the the min max fucking way to play, I guess. Like, not have fun, but just fucking play to win. This is fucking statistically the best fucking option, and this is the best strategy. So I'm just gonna play like a robot because I have fucking autism. But it's just pretty fucking boring. Like, fucking seeing that, you know, most games fucking end up with like fucking you're playing this fucking five Vanessas, the black fucking fast chick and shit, and just, you know, then you get a couple of the fucking rocker girls who fucking, you know, those are the stealth, maxed out stealth stats and shit, and just, you pretty just get like a mix of those too, and just, you know, I just fucking pick like random assholes and fucking, you know, I just like, whatever, I'm just gonna fucking run around and just like try to set up traps and shit, and like try to fucking just like do whatever, and just, but of course, you know, I'd be the one fucking getting killed early because, you know, it's fucking playing people who are harder to fucking play, and they get killed early, then you're fucking stuck just like watching like everybody else be these fucking boring fucking douchebags. And again, hey, it's a fucking beta. And again, hopefully they see that and like, oh, we got to tweak some shit to make it so like whatever, just not possible to fucking just like sit in a fucking bush and like forever, you know. This is why I wish they fucking unlocked all like those perks and shit like from the beginning, just so people could have figured out the fucking meta game or whatever, you know, like whatever, just fucking, and they should have just fucking like just destroyed that completely, like fucking every day, you know, like that type of deal. It's like, yeah, what are people doing? Oh, they should probably fucking stop that, you know. But so some of the other stats too, besides those ones, luck, which I think is almost like it acts like fucking luck and like Fallout or whatever. It says it increases chances for using like other, like your other stats or something like that. Just pretty much just like an all around, just fucking like, oh, if something, you have a chance for some bullshit to happen, like you have a chance to fuck, you know what I mean? Increases your chance to like get out of it or like whatever. And then there's intelligence, which makes the mini games that pop up when you're trying to like repair shit, the higher intelligence makes that easier. So it's like, you know, there'll be like a wheel and you have to fucking like, it'll spin. And once it gets to like a gray spot, you gotta see, it's either fucking left bumper or right bumper, you know what I mean? But sometimes there'll be like fucking like 10 of them, you know what I mean? If you have fucking low intelligence, but if you have, you know, the high intelligence will be like 3, and they'll be like fucking like real big areas, so it's fucking a lot easier and you do that shit quicker. And then I think there's composure, which makes it so you're less likely to stumble when you're being chased, and I think it makes it so you have like a fear meter that if you have higher composure, I think that doesn't go up as fast, and you know, if that fucking like fills, it's not like an actual meter, it's just fucking like whatever, fucking Jason's harassing you, it's fucking just like, oh, the screen will start turning like black and white and shit. And there's a strength stat, which is fucking, you know, obviously, you know, you grab a fucking melee weapon and fucking hit Jason with it, you do more damage. But I never saw anybody like really trying to fucking take on Jason like that, you know what I mean? You know, like take him on in a fight. I mean, you get fucking murdered, you know what I mean? If you try doing that, so I mean, that's that. Those are the fucking stats again. Fucking, you see like the six counselors have like their different fucking stats and whatever. So you pick one of those, and they have but they also have customization options, I guess, for like clothes. But that wasn't like, that was like locked or whatever in the beta. It's fucking, oh, coming soon, all the fucking like clothes options, like whatever. Then you have perks you can pick, which you gotta spend points to unlock the perks. And I mean, every time you level up, you know they give you like whatever, a certain amount of points, and you fucking use those points to fucking unlock the perks and like whatever. And just so some of you unlock, you get items you can start with. Like, it's like start with a first aid spray, or like a flare gun, or like firecrackers or whatever, or just some of them like that. Just fucking, you know, start with an item. And there's also passive perks, like, you know, it's fucking just permanent or like whatever. When you have it equipped anyway, it's fucking like, oh, you know, your stamina fucking drains slower, like whatever. You have a better chance of avoiding fucking the Jason's fucking sense power when you're crouching, like shit like that. And just, it gives you, three slots you can, put the perks in or whatever. And it makes it seem like how it's set up, it makes it seem like there was your inventory slots in the game. Because when you're playing the game, you have three inventory slots, and it looks like that. And again, if you have if one of your perks is fucking I start with the fucking first aid spray, you put it in one of the slots, and fucking that's where it is, and you start the game. So, so you think that when I first fucked with it, I was thinking so if I pick one of the passive abilities or faster stamina, fucking regenerate, something like that. If you fucking pick one of those passive ones and put it in the slot too, I was thinking that'll take up one of my inventory slots, but, they don't do that, which is weird. You only pick three to start the game with, but all the shit that it gives you to fucking start with, if you choose that as a perk, I'll start with whatever. All that shit you can fucking find really easily. It's just in the fucking game world anyway. So it's fucking using those perks to start with whatever first aid spray or fucking a firecracker or whatever. That seems like a fucking waste. I mean, you can just fucking. You could just stack fucking three of the passive fucking abilities, which are fucking much more powerful, you know what I mean? That those change the fucking, your fucking stats and shit, or whatever, gives you a hell of an advantage, and, then you just fucking go around and just find all that garbage anyway lying around. Most of the shit's pretty fucking common anyway. So, I mean, that part of it doesn't seem fucking balanced very well, but again, hey, fucking beta, you know what I mean? You think for the beta, they would have fucking sped up everybody's, progression, you know, so they could see what combinations of perks people were picking and, picking on what characters and fucking how that fucking changes the game and, if it fucking breaks the game, obviously, and, it was just fucking taking forever to fucking level up and unlock this shit to begin with, you know what I mean? Yeah, like I said, probably fucking 20, 25 hours or so fucking playing the fucking game. And just, by the end, I'm fucking level 10, I think. And just, I didn't unlock, I didn't unlock the third Jason. There was still a bunch of fucking perks. I didn't have enough points to unlock and shit. And just, I think there was some kind of glitch or some shit that was I wasn't registering the XP that you fucking earned during the match and whatever. And I think I don't know. Again, they kept fucking updating the beta, and you think by the end, hey, it's gonna be the last day of the beta or the last couple days, how about we just fucking unlock everything fucking here for everybody and just fucking, here you go, fucking go nuts, fucking break the game, you know what I mean? But nah, it wasn't like that. I mean, fucking some people played fucking hell of a lot more than me. You saw them in the fucking that last Jason fucking unlocked and whatever. But yeah, the way they were doling out the XP seemed kind of weird too. It's if you just stick to the end of the game, it just gives you the most XP. It was 600. I think it was 600 XP or whatever, which is just doesn't really mean anything in regards to I don't even know didn't even say how much you needed to fucking level up. It was just a fucking bar that would fill up or whatever, but if I was 600 for fucking finishing the game, which is okay. And then the fucking you look at the other shit, it's fucking everything else you do was 5 points, whatever. Set a trap or something, 10 points, start the car or whatever is 50. It's everything else, so you should probably get a little bit more for just playing the game, you know what I mean? It's cool that you incentive. They gave you an incentive to, wait out the game, even if you die, just fucking wait till the end, obviously, not just fucking quit out immediately. I mean, that's cool and shit, but just fucking, it's just like, well, playing the game, like, you know what I mean, just doing a bunch of shit in the game should probably get you a little bit more. I don't know, but anyway, the gameplay, get to that eventually. It's been a long road getting there. So, I mean, you know, you're trying to escape the camp by, you know, you get a few means of doing so. You can just fucking kill Jason, which it's not going to happen. I don't think that happened at all. Fucking looking again through the forums and shit. Just fucking don't think that shit's going to happen. I don't think anybody ended up doing that. Yeah, you could just survive for like 20 minutes. And again, that usually doesn't happen. people don't usually fucking sit there and wait out the 20 minutes. Again, unless somebody's playing like a fucking faggot and hide in the fucking woods and like whatever. You can repair and escape by car. To do that, you gotta find a battery, find a can of gas, and find the keys. And that's not like that difficult. If the counselors are like actually like fucking like working together and shit, and just, you know, all those, you know, the gas, the fucking the batteries and like whatever, those are all fucking just randomly placed in like certain like buildings, like fucking like whatever. Every time you play it, they'll be in different areas and shit. And the keys will be in a random drawer in one of the cabins. Fucking just gotta keep searching the drawers and like whatever, and just this, you know, so as you're searching the fucking all the cabins and shit, this is kind of like an unspoken fucking method of how to do it. Or that's my fucking headcanon anyway, of how you're supposed to fucking play the game. I don't know. So I mean, you fucking pretty much, you know, enter a cabin fucking usually through the fucking window. So you get in there and you fucking lock and barricade the doors. So fucking then you you know, just kind of methodically search all the drawers in there, and fucking when you're done with that, when you fucking, you know, if you're fucking, you know, you get all the doors locked, you fucking, you know, it's pretty much clear, you fucking searched everything, then you fucking just exit through a window when you're done, so you know you're not fucking unlocking the door or like whatever. So, I mean, that way, if you get near a fucking cabin, you know, and you see it's locked, you know, if you're fucking just like, all right, I don't know if I search this or not, but it's fucking like there'll be a big icon that comes up with like a lock over it. So it's just fucking, you know, you were fucking, you know, you just know that you or somebody else already fucking searched it, and it's fucking like, all right, well, I don't got to worry about that. Move on to the next one and just keep going. Just, that can get kind of fucking monotonous and like robotic and shit. You just fucking pretty much going cabin to cabin, you know, doing the same shit, fucking go in, lock the doors, fucking search all these fucking drawers, and fucking jump out the window and just, you know, move on to the next one. Just, you know, I think there will be fucking more to it in like the final game, or I hope anyway. Again, it's a beta, but you know, like, you know, there's a canoe out on the lake, and I saw fucking even like some like the early trailers and shit of people like fucking like, oh, he fixed up the canoe when he fucking take that out and fucking leave that way. But again, in the beta, that wasn't available. Or you know, there's a graveyard out kind of in the middle of nowhere. There's fucking, there's nothing in it. Like, there's no, I don't think there's ever any fucking batteries, like nothing, like no reason to fucking even go up there. Like, everything was either like everything's inside like a cabin or fucking like whatever. So again, if they give you like more options and mix shit up, like fucking like, oh, maybe this time, you know, fucking spawn it, you know, start the game and just like randomly, oh, maybe there aren't fucking any cars to fucking fix. There aren't fucking, you know what I mean? There's only like, you know, if they give you like six different ways to fucking get out, and it's fucking just like, all right, well, now three of them, you know what I mean? Only three of them are fucking available this time, and maybe only one's available this fucking time. Like who knows? Like, you know, just mix it up. I mean, again, I'm usually not into the fucking the random shit. You know what I mean? But it's fucking just like, because it's fucking online and you're playing. I mean, the map stays the same. It's just fucking all the items and shit fucking are randomly placed. But anyway, and plus there's only, you know, you're just playing on the fucking one map too. That's all there was in the fucking beta. So it's fucking just playing that same map over and over again. It just does take a while to actually like learn it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you're mixing up the maps and fucking, again, the items and shit were getting randomly placed in other maps, it probably wouldn't be as repetitive. But fucking just that, again, after like 20, 20-25 hours or whatever, just being like fucking like, oh, I'm just fucking doing the same routine over and over. It's like, this might get repetitive after a while, but I don't know, again, a beta. But so anyway, if you can fucking find the battery, the gas, the keys, you can repair a car and fucking start it up and shit. And you know, you gotta try to get in there, fucking hold A, it fucking it fills up fucking a little meter, fucking starts the car up, and you can fucking go. And you try to drive away from the camp. There's a, you know, there's two cars you can fucking pick from. One's a two seater, and then there's a four seater. And you know, a lot of the time you'll find fucking, it's like, oh, you know, you find a battery and fucking like, all right, well, I'm just gonna go to the fucking closest car and fucking put it in, and then fucking, you know, spend half the fucking match looking for gas or whatever. It's like, oh, can't find gas in this area. Okay, I'll move. And then you start moving closer to, like, you know, the second car that you didn't fucking, you're not working on. And it's fucking like, oh, somebody put fucking gas in this fucking, you know, in the other car. So it's fucking like, oh, great. So now there's fucking, you know, this gas in one and a battery in the other. And it's like, oh, you can't take out the battery and fucking put it in the other car, you know? I mean, and then it's like, well, there might, you know, there might be a fucking second can of gas or a second battery, or there might not be. So I mean, yeah, like that part of it's kind of cool. Or fucking somebody might have grabbed it already and fucking run off in the fucking woods and get fucking like murdered. You know what I mean? So it's fucking like you're not probably never gonna fucking find that battery again. So again, like that randomness, which I'm usually anti-randomness in my games, but it works for this type of game. And just the main way most people fucking escaped is you call the cops, and there'll be a randomly placed phone in one of the cabins, and there's a power box outside of it that's broken when the fucking match starts, so you gotta fucking find the phone or whatever and just fucking, you know, get out to the fucking the power box and repair it, and again, it gives you the little mini game thing and you gotta do. And if you fuck that up as you're doing it, like if you hit the wrong fucking button prompt or whatever, it just it fucking sends out like a beep that everybody can fucking hear, like just like a beep, and fucking Jace can hear it, and he fucking knows that you're trying to call, you know, you're trying to fucking fix the power box. So he probably is gonna fucking, you know, get there and fucking stop you or whatever. And just as the beta went on and people understood, like, fucking, you know, calling the cops, that's the fucking easiest way out. I mean, the person playing fucking Jason, just, they knew they had to fucking like constantly fucking babysit the phone, because once the cops get fucking called, it starts like a 5-minute timer, like ticking down, and then fucking like once that timer ticks down, this fucking there'll be like, you know, there's two entrances, two exits, two roads that go out of the camp, and yeah, fucking the cops will show up on like one of those two, and just fucking anybody, just fucking, it doesn't matter. If you didn't have to do anything else, you could just fucking just be sitting there fucking just waiting, and fucking once that pathway opens up, you can just fucking run right out, and fucking that's it. You're out. You're safe. Out of the camp. Yeah, you just fucking run out, fucking escape, and you're fucking good. So I mean, at that point, it's really fucking easy. I mean, it's just as long as the people playing, the counselors know what's up, and you know, they can pretty much just fucking gang rush the exit, and, you know, gang rush to get the fuck out of there. And fucking, you know, Jason's not really out there. He's not really great at like trying to take out like multiple people at once. So it's fucking like, I might focus on one person and fucking like catch him maybe, but I mean, it's at that point, everybody else is, they're just fucking rushing the exit. They're just fucking out of there, you know? And when the cops too, when they show up, like they don't fucking like leave, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not like fucking the window to get out. It's open until the end of the match. So that seems a little bit easy, honestly, to fucking get out. Like again, it depends on fucking, like, oh, if Jason, you know, if the fucking person playing Jason's, like, not fucking aware that that's fucking, like, the easiest way to get out, like, they're not fucking babysitting the phone, like, you know, it might be, you know, it's real fucking easy, but, It's just, and it's just fucking, you know, it's the escape method, with, you know, the least amount of steps. You know, it's just fucking pretty much like fix the phone box and call the phone, and then it's fucking the easiest way for everybody to just get the fuck out, like everybody playing. It's not like fucking, you know, a car, you can only take two or four people or like whatever. It's just fucking everybody's fucking rushes and they're out of there. And I think it would be better if there's like a time limit to it. It's like fucking like, you have to, once the cops show up, there's like a, you know, minute and a half window maybe. To get out, that'd just make it a little bit more difficult. That's my suggestion anyway. Fucking, I think the cops are a little bit OP in the beta. Other than that, and this is fucking running a little bit long, I know. There'll be a random CB radio in one of the cabins. You can call for Tommy Jarvis, and fucking dude from fucking part 4, 5, and 6, I think. That dude, you fucking call him, and just a random fucking dead counselor is fucking already, you know, out of the game, who's already dead. The game will pick him to fucking come back and fucking play as Tommy and shit, and just you know, he'll come into the fucking game and, he's got way more fucking stamina than fucking, you know, than anybody. He can fucking almost run a long fucking time and not get tired. And, he starts off with a shotgun when you come in there. The shotgun's fucking great too. I mean, it's you get one fucking shot and just fucking, that's it. And just, hey, if you can hit somebody, I mean, fucking, I nailed fucking Jason, and it fucking, with it, like, almost point blank, and it fucking just knocked his fucking mask off. It's fucking, you see his fucking, you know, he drops to the fucking ground, his fucking mask is off and shit, and just, you know, he falls fucking just flat to the fucking ground, and then another time, fucking, you know, these fucking idiot fucking counselors were all fucking, you know, they're all just like fucking around, just, you know, dicking around, attacking each other and shit with like weapons. And, I was getting fucking pissed watching them. I was fucking dead, and I'm fucking just like spectating and just seeing them like fucking around, like, you know, grabbing bats and shit, and just like hitting each other and shit, all healing up, hitting each other, and just like fucking around, like being like retards, and just, so I'm watching, just like, dude, like fucking, like, whatever, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on, like, you know, Jason's fucking glitched out somewhere, like, what the fuck, and they're just like dicking around, or like, whatever, but I'm pretty sure, you know, the cops are there, they could have just fucking left. It's like, dude, I'm just fucking wasting my time. And again, I realized, again, it's a beta, and, you know, it's kind of important for people to fuck with shit like that, but it's like, dude, it's kind of like limited time here to fucking play the game, and I'm fucking just like waiting for you fucking idiots, and just, So anyway, if I'm seeing that, I'm watching that as I'm fucking like spectating, then it's fucking like, oh, you were picked to fucking, you know, be fucking Tommy and shit. So it fucking spawns me in this fucking, Tommy, I fucking, you know, run up to him. I was just waiting there, just watching him for a little bit, and fucking one of them runs up to me with a fucking bat and just, takes a fucking swing at me, and fucking, I just fucking like backstep, and he fucking, you know, takes a swing with a fucking bat and misses. So I just fucking pull out the fucking shotgun, just fucking blew him the fuck away, like right in the fucking face, and just fucking see him just like crumple to the fucking ground, his fucking blood all over him and shit. I'm just like, dude, that's pretty fucking funny. That was pretty good. And then his, you know, his buddy that he was fucking around with, like, sees that shit. He's fucking, you know, he tries like chasing me down, and fucking, it's like, oh, it was fucking, you know, I have like unlimited fucking stamina pretty much. It's like, oh, fuck you, just fucking run off and fucking run, fucking escape through the cops and shit. And it's fucking, it's pretty funny. But yeah, that's that. And so fucking, you know, you're playing, you fucking searching the cabins and shit, and you find, you know, you can find some other shit too, like, the, you know, there's a pocket knife you find. As long as you have that in your inventory, and Jason tries to like grab you, you stab him in the fucking neck with the pocket knife, and, you know, it just takes him a couple seconds. He'll drop you, and he fucking like stuns him a little bit. He fucking takes the knife out of his neck and shit. And, you know, you can get away, like that, from him anyway. Or you get a, you know, you find a walkie talkie and that lets you talk to anybody else with a fucking walkie talkie. You get all the voice chats like proximity based. So unless you have the walkie talkie, you can use it like that. Although nobody fucking uses mics anyway, because it's modern fucking, you know, modern day online, people don't use fucking mics, so that is pretty much useless. I mean, unless you're playing with fucking people, you know, or like whatever. And, so I mean, overall, I mean, this is pretty fucking fun. I mean, once they get the those connection issues more or less fixed, it's, you know, basically like playing fucking like Manhunt, like not the Rockstar game, like the real life fucking Manhunt type game. My main concern is it might get fucking repetitive doing the same shit over and over again, but again, as you know, fucking beta, it's a beta, hopefully they add more shit to it and, add more shit to do and make it random enough again that it's just not fucking that repetitive, just fucking cabin to cabin search and fucking, you know, trying to do the same couple things and just, yeah, and then, you know, again, there are, plenty of bugs and shit and pretty fucking obvious ones, and, you know, again, Jason getting fucking stuck, like, you try, like, knocking down a fucking door, and you just get stuck in, like, an endless loop of fucking, like, trying to knock down the door, and just, shit like that, and just, most of those get fucking reported, and hopefully they get fixed, but yeah, I mean, I'm fucking just, excited again about the fucking game, and it obviously needs a lot of work. I mean, I know I was fucking pissed, I'm like, oh, why isn't it fucking out in October, and fucking, then playing the beta, I'm fucking like, yeah, it's probably needs a little more time in the oven here, and probably a few more betas, but, I try to get as much time out of it as I could, and just, that's how I spent my fucking Christmas vacation, the one day I had off anyway. That was the Grunt Free Press, New Year's / Friday the 13th, the game beta. special, I told you, it's fucking low key. It's fucking like, wow, no yelling, no nothing, no. But I played a couple other games. I'll save them for fucking in the process of finishing Resident Evil 6, or I'm right at the end of that, and fucking probably play more Wasteland 2 before I have a more fully formed opinion on that. But yeah, I mean, www.gruntfreepress.com is a website. My email feedback is podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And that's it. I'm Absolute Deicide, and good night, live from Camp Crystal Lake. You try to take us both.
the head explodes. Explodes. Wealth, power, fire.